God is no longer an idea, a principle, a concept. By disowning God, Peter gave life to God. God is no longer a notion, but a face with eyes full of tears. I am not a poet. I do not think like a poet. Sometimes when I read poetry, I don't get it. But this poetry, this version of the way of the cross that we shared, the stations of the cross as they're called, this poetry excerpted from Chemin de Croix by Jean de Brenne, which I stumbled across somehow almost 10 years ago, this poetry has moved me. Good Friday, a seeming oxymoron, a turn of phrase that self-contradicts. Good Friday. Good Friday is good, specifically, explicitly, because in Jesus' passion, his betrayal, arrest, denial, trial, mocking, torture, death, in Jesus' passion, we, humanity, see God most clearly. I know this is difficult to wrap our heads around, difficult to comprehend, to grasp, difficult to make sense of. Maybe that's why to me this poetry is powerful. It wraps images, phrases, thoughts around Jesus' passion, which open at least a bit my understanding, my heart. God is no longer an idea, a principle, a concept. By disowning God, Peter gave God life. God is no longer a notion, but a face with eyes full of tears. In Jesus' passion, God is no longer a notion, but a face with eyes full of tears. This is the goodness of this Friday, that in it we catch a glimpse of God, who is not just a higher power, not an abstract concept, not just a life force, not just a mysterious possibility that we think, that we believe, that we hope might be real. Rather, God is a human, betrayed, denied, abandoned by his closest friends, yet still fully love. This is the good news of Good Friday. The powers thought they could humble God by condemnation to a human death, but it was precisely in showing God's own self as one condemned to death, as the ally of the vanquished, the beaten, the scorned, and the tortured. It was precisely in showing God's self in poverty that God refused to be a part of their order. God came into the world to be alongside those whom the world rejects. God felt at ease with the poor, the damned, the condemned, the prisoners, the immigrants, the exiles, the rejects, the lame of life, the paralytics of misfortune, the lepers of luck. In the rejection, in the betrayal, in the denial, in his acceptance, his embrace of the worst of what we do to each other, Jesus embraced us, doing the worst, and embraced us, having the worst done to us. Jesus became one with all of us to reveal God's ultimate love. And once more, from Jean de Brun, God is not playing at being a human one like an actor in a play. The body of God is not a disguise, not a second home. God is a body. The flesh, a word at risk. The body is the state of God's spirit. God reaches the limit, and it is thus God is God. In taking flesh, God chose to take the way of a stranger. God chose in love to take our way, that we might begin to take God's way. That is good. Very good. Good news. Amen.